In the ongoing effort to avoid commercials on our show, we bring you a commercial from us. My subby and I have created a boutique adult toy store on my website. We have handpicked items that are low cost and show up on your doorstep with all of your other Amazon packages. Make sure, though, that you open them, not your kids. Go to kristenkellogg.com or find the link in the notes of this episode. We will get a percentage of the sales from the items exclusively on my storefront. You get some special items to enhance your FLR, and we all win without a stupid ass commercial.
I don't know how to tiptoe around this without sounding creepy.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. If you are not 18 years of age or older, there are thousands of other podcasts you can listen to, and you can come back and visit us when you are 18. This podcast is meant solely for entertainment. We are not licensed doctors, lawyers, or therapists. We simply have a fascination with the lifestyle and a love to share it with you and get your thoughts and opinions.
Hey everyone, join me on my journey from living a 100% vanilla life to tiptoeing into a whole new world I never knew existed. Exploring a life that puts a whole new spin on sex and its meaning to me. From chastity devices and cuckolding to my experiences and the lifestyle. I have met some amazing people and had some crazy experiences and learned a lot about myself along the way. Welcome to Christine's FLR Podcast.
I want to talk about a little thing that I found, and it's called Planetary Design, who I am also an affiliate with. Now, I know that's off track of my normal naughty affiliates, but what better than to wake up with some coffee in the morning and listen to, Christine's FLR podcast? The whole idea behind it was created on a backpacking trip in 1992, and the desire to want good coffee while in the wilderness camping. And if you're new here or missed the episode where I talked about the fact that my subby and I are actually going to go full time. So I'm looking for companies that align with our goals in that part of our life. And I came across Planetary Design. They have fantastic products that are very durable, good for the environment, and align with our goals as far as our future living goals, I guess I could say. You should totally check them out. I will put a link in the show notes. But if you like coffee, they have a fantastic French press. They have travel options. They have cool mugs. I mean, who doesn't like a good mug? So check it out.
Welcome back. Look who's here. Oh, and for those of you just listening, who's here?
Oh, I'm the subby.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yep.
Today, we are going to touch on BDSM and family life. I have an article here from boldpleasures.com. We will put the link in the show notes.
Yep.
But it talks about family life and how parents have to be equals. My ums are real bad lately. I wonder what's up with that. But first, let's talk about some housekeeping.
Yes.
What is our housekeeping?
I don't know. What do we have?
We're real planners.
One. Social media has been pretty slow this week. It's been a busy week with getting some other stuff done. Plus, last week we didn't record video for that podcast at the request of the guests that we had on the podcast.
Yep.
So really wasn't much to post as far as content.
Hopefully next week. Just a little tidbit about what next week is going to be. Next week, I am going to have another member of the campground who is very active in the BDSM lifestyle. He attends or holds regular munches and things like that in the metro area.
but I'm going to have him on to discuss different punishments that can be used in a female-led relationship, aside from the normal spankings and things like that. So right. I spoke to him a little bit last night about it, having some different ideas for punishments, because I know I struggle, and I know some of my other listeners have mentioned that they struggle with finding a punishment that's really a punishment, because like for him, he really enjoys being spanked. So
correct.
It's not really a punishment. So then is he going to misbehave to get more spankings?
Correct.
In addition to that, I received a comment a while back. I mean, it's been months since I've gotten it, and this is an FLR podcast, and we don't generally talk a whole lot specifically about the FLR lately. It's been a lot about swinging and different topics, pegging, things like that, that really aren't FLR related. So maybe we will circle back around and I'll maybe try and focus more on specifically the FLR portion, you know, just kind of give you guys some insight into like what our life is like being in an FLR with kids, or just things that have happened during our week.
Just getting back to basics.
Yeah.
As far as the communication of like just setting up your FLR, or just exploring the concept of your FLR. One of you really wants that sort of relationship and the other has no idea it exists. That would be us.
Yeah. And I don't want, I mean, this podcast, I mean, it's Christine's FLR podcast. It's my fucking podcast.
It is.
But I like to encompass other areas of the lifestyle, just because, I mean, not everybody wants to do an FLR. It's interesting to venture down different dynamics. I mean, there's certain things that people participate in that wouldn't be maybe labeled as an FLR.
Right. It's always good when you are, I mean, it's always good to learn. Let's just start with that. Learn anything, learn as much as you can at any time, really. And it's good to talk with other people that are quote unquote in the lifestyle. And
that was Coke number two.
Yeah. We should be good to go for a while.
Sorry, I tried to do that.
No, it's okay. It's good to talk to people who are quote unquote in the lifestyle and their experiences and what they've learned. And it's as far as, well, I can speak for me for sure, but for us, I think that's how we've learned some of the things that we know now, by talking with other people, listening to other podcasts, watching other podcasts, you know, reading blogs, all of this stuff. You try to, it's really good to be able to form the most solid opinion with the most information that you have.
Well, and also I like the having conversations with people, because I mean, we all know how much I like fucking labels. I hate them, just like the word normal. But it's interesting, because there might be a certain aspect of a dynamic that you like that you can incorporate into your relationship. So learning about other people's dynamics might help it might help you incorporate something new and spicy in your dynamic or something. I mean, you don't have to be full on this, and this.
Correct.
I mean, make it your fucking own. It's your relationship.
Right. Yeah, you can learn the things that you really would like to explore and things you have no interest in whatsoever.
And maybe there's
and
one
good.
Yeah. Maybe there's one thing about a dynamic that really fucking gets your motor running, and there's other parts of it that you're like, I just don't like that.
Yep.
Don't do those parts.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's why we talk to or try to. We have a lot more coming up, more guests coming up, which is fun to do, that will throw their little spin on this whole thing, basically.
What I really want to do. So we're on episode 51. I don't think I said that when I said my welcome back.
51.
But episode next week. So next week will be... Okay, so listen.
Slow down.
I've had a lot of caffeine today. Maybe next week won't be that one. Maybe that will be episode 53. And next week, I think what I'd like to do, since it's my subby's birthday weekend and the button game is coming out.
Oh, remind people the button game. Just in case.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't listen, so the button game, I'm sponsor. Love Ents is an affiliate of mine. Mm-hmm. And they make really high quality products that can be operated remote control by remote. It's an app on your phone.
Right. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah. Bluetooth. You can do it from anywhere.
Right. And literally anywhere, because you could be in a different part of the world and be connected to that person's phone via the app and control their toy.
Yep.
Which, holy shit, that's ridiculous.
That's so cool. So the button game for him is, we call it the button game because when you download the Love Ends app, there's two little buttons because there's two different vibrators on his toy specifically. It is non-gender specific. You can use for either gender.
Yep.
This has one spot that we put up his ass and the other spot nestles right underneath his cock cage.
Yep.
Jiggles all the good parts.
Yep.
And so for his birthday, we're going to let Carly, who was on last week, control the buttons for a little bit.
Yeah. That should be a fun day.
Next weekend might be real fun. Anyway, back at the ranch. We've gotten way off topic here.
Yeah.
But okay, next week, maybe we'll just set the podcast stuff up on the table and we can go over our weekend events. And I think my subby's going to have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Some plans for you.
We'll keep you posted.
The cage maybe. Come on. I might keep you posted.
Oh, you can keep me posted. All anytime. Right.
Okay. Back on topic.
On to it.
Are you cutting all that out?
Maybe.
That's sad.
No, just kidding.
Okay. Four. Housekeeping issues. OF has been a little slow. I've tried to post every day at least a picture. This last couple weeks, or this last week especially, my subby's really been hauling the mail on both of our campers. He finished up the bathroom on the camper that we have at camp. So everything's all sealed up. It's coming into the ending of our camping season. So we're trying to make sure everything is where we need it to be to store it for the freezing fucking cold temperatures that are coming. So it's been a lot of work outside of our work, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I'm trying with you. I do need him to edit the videos that I have. We do have a bunch of content. It just needs to be edited and put up.
Yep.
And it's just busy.
I think that something will drop this week.
So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And more content will probably be filmed next weekend.
Probably.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there anything else you wanted for housekeeping issues or that you could think of
so.
For
that housekeeping issues? It. Covered it pretty good.
Okay. All right. So on to the article. BDSM and family life, parents have to be equal. Let's see.
This all kind of came about because, you know, it's back to school and people are basically kind of getting back into their routines with kids being around. And, you know, sometimes you have some free time during the day. Who knows? But it's kind of more of a family time of the year with kids going back to school and stuff. So.
Okay. So I'm just going to read some of this. It is a blog. If you followed our blog for a while, you will know that we are adamant about there not being one true way in BDSM, which I agree with. So how come the title of this article is Parents Have to Be Equal? That sounds pretty one way, doesn't it? Parents are equally responsible. Parents are equally responsible for their children 100% every minute of the day for as long as they come of age. And it feels like the rest of your life. How fucking true is that?
That is true.
As a parent, you are responsible for your child's emotional and physical well-being. The decisions you take for your child from before they are born will shape their future. No pressure there or here, either one. This responsibility demands that you make these decisions to the best of your knowledge and ability. It is crucially important that you do so out of your own free will. And other thing, real quick side note, it may seem like we talk about our lifestyle a lot and how it relates to our kids. And a big part of that is because with me being new to this lifestyle and the way we live our life and things like that, I feel like we're not alone. And I feel like there are a bunch of other people out there who have children
Absolutely.
Who are putting their dynamic on hold because they don't know how to navigate what they want while having kids in the house.
And right.
I think that's a big part of why I continually keep bringing it up, because I think you can have both.
Right.
You just have to figure out what works for your family.
Right.
So that's another reason that, in case anybody's listening to this going,
I mean,
fuck, she keep talking about that, about her kids.
Well, the thing is, that the kids are a massive element in your life. Yeah. Right? And you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be a one thing or another situation. Like you can establish your FLR and you can tiptoe your way into, you know, further into that journey while being good and supportive parents.
Right.
You know,
like even the way my oldest son grew up as compared to how my two younger ones are growing up now, like the relationship they're seeing me in, my younger two, as opposed to how my older one remembers
us. Massively different.
It's massively different. And, you know, the thing that makes me feel like I'm doing something right is because that my daughter has a couple times said to me that she's looking for her Brian, which is mm-hmm. my subby's name. So she recognizes how well he treats me and how well he takes care of me and our family. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that she sees that. I'm glad that she recognizes that this is a healthy relationship. Now, what she knows is not the whole story, but she sees how we interact with each right. other. And, you know, she wants that. She wants that respect because there is a lot of respect between the two of us. And, you right. know, I'm not fucking degrading him and beating him in front of the children.
No. And there's times where she will subtly push things. And I don't know if the kids catch on to it or not, but that's the fun that you can have with your FLR to be very subtle in the way that you navigate it with watching eyes around.
Well, it can absolutely be done tactfully. And I think it's funny too, because we were just discussing Brian's daughter wants to do a trip in October to go to a concert. Ooh, I just like had a tickle. And I told her she needed to talk to her dad. And she said, "Will you talk to him? Because you're much better at talking to him about that." So I think the kids come to me when they really want something, because they think that if I talk to you about it, the answer is always going to be yes. But the funny thing is he's much more laid back than I am. My answer is usually yeah. no, and his is usually yes. So,
well,
I'm depending on what it is.
Yeah, depending on what it is. Or, I mean, if, I don't know, if you have all the information, sometimes you can make really good decisions, and sometimes when you don't have the information, it's hard to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to step back from a situation and get like a bird's eye view of it, the 1,000-foot view of it, mm-hmm. In order to make a better decision. So not that my decision is better than your decision necessarily, but
he's really good at presenting the girls' case a lot if there's something that I say no to. And generally this happens in a group discussion situation where we're all sitting down and having a group discussion and somebody will say something to me and I'm like, no. And Brian's like, well, wait a minute, let's just think about it. Right. You know, he brings me around full circle and shows me, you know, it's kind of like a pros and cons. Here's where we're at with this and right. this. And a lot of times we go to hypothetical land.
That's a great place to live.
It is.
Well, not live. Great place to visit.
Yes.
Yeah. But that doesn't necessarily happen every time where, you know, you say no and I say yes. Sometimes it's the other way around.
Yeah, like
you
the know, dogs, but like we the, have the dogs.
Like the dogs. Yeah. Like, we needed dogs. No, we didn't.
We didn't need dogs, but no. They sure are a great addition to the family.
They're like two more kids, basically.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they're sure fun.
So I think that, and this gets back to the thing that we constantly talk about, is the communication.
Yeah, we have good communication. It's not like he vetoes my decision or I veto his.
Right. And that's, we want to show that to the kids, to show them that that's a healthy, it's a part of a good, healthy relationship, is the communication. Mm-hmm. And being able to talk through things instead of fighting about things or not talking at all about things and then it blows up in your face or whatever the case may be.
You know, I was thinking about that too. I can't remember the last time we had an argument. Mm-mm. Like, I don't know that we...
That's very true, but it's not all rainbows and butterflies.
No, it sure isn't.
But... You know, don't get that impression, but a good, like, angry argument of any sort has been...
It's even maybe once since we've been
married. Yeah, years it's been.
Yeah.
For sure. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
Our relationship is awesome. back on track.
It is. And that's what we want to show the kids.
Yes.
Like, but we're not acting. It's just the way we are.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they can pick up on the bullshit if we're bullshitting, right?
Yeah, they got good bullshit detectors.
Correct. So we want to show them that this is, you know, tooting our own horns or whatever. But our relationship is healthy. There's great communication. There's honesty. There's working together. There's covering each other's back. There's, you know, united in one front, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that that's a real healthy thing to show the kids so that when they are choosing their life partner, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like, they remember how they grew up and the house that they grew up in, and they look for that similar thing.
Yeah.
That's just my two cents on it.
I like it. I like your two cents a lot.
Okay.
Okay, back to the article.
Moving on.
Submission has no place in parenthood.
Ooh,
what's this all about? As a submissive, it is your responsibility towards your child to have the rights of an equal father or mother in your parenting relationship. This is not always easy, especially if you are living a 24/7 BDSM lifestyle,
which does exist,
and feel deeply connected to your submissive side. But I am very one true way here. You have to realize that submission has no place in parenthood. You are responsible for your child's well-being 100%. It's a responsibility you cannot, must not delegate to your dominant. Okay, I get it now. I was kind of like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a dominant, it is not just your responsibility to take care of your child. It is also your responsibility to create a safe environment for your submissive to be an equal parent. Consider establishing a switch in protocol to help. A signal word or a nonverbal sign. Encourage your sub to speak freely. Repeat often that you expect your submissive to be an equal parent. Show and articulate that you are proud of your sub when he or she switches roles successfully. Naturally, like with any parenting couple, you will at times disagree about decisions. If that is the case, fall back to vanilla parenting models to come to agreements. Make pro and cons list, find compromises, ultimately find consensus in a positive way. Never fall back to dom sub hierarchy. Even not, especially not, if that seems like an easy way out. You owe it to your child. That's really a fantastic point. When I first read that, I'm like, I don't, but I understand if you're living a 24/7 lifestyle, it'd be really hard to, I mean, because you're in your submissive role all the time.
Right. We are 24/7.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I guess when I think of BDSM, which really we could, again, here's my fucking labels that I dislike, but
right.
we would technically probably be classified as a BDSM couple.
It's how we live.
Yeah.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
Now that again, does not mean she walks around and like 10 inch high stilettos and wielding a flogger.
God, how good would your life be if I did, though?
Well, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point.
Okay.
It's not that. It's about your emotion. It's about your the way you carry yourself. It's about your connection to your life partner, spouse, wife, husband,
yeah,
whatever. That is 24/7, right? So what kind of not bothered me, but made me take note, I guess, is this article split the difference between a BDSM relationship and a vanilla relationship, when in fact, you almost, and again, my opinion, you can't have a good BDSM relationship unless you have, like, they're one and the same to me. Right? They're one and the same, because you need the honesty, you need the communication, you need, mm-hmm. you know, to working together. And that's just an aspect of your BDSM, your FLR, whatever letters you want to throw out. That's just an aspect of that relationship. So when you are confronting something with the child, working something out with the child, I think that it's not necessarily a switch over to something. Mm-hmm. You're using your relational tool set, mm-hmm. your relationship tool set to work with the child. And I think that you don't have to switch out of something into something else for you to work with your children. I think you just, if you have a healthy relationship, I think you address anything head on in a healthy way.
Do you think this might be more geared towards, though, some of the couples? Because, okay, so we've done an episode on female-led relationships where the dominant has control of everything. Everything is in her or his name. There's even a power of attorney yep. stating that they have control over everything. So when I read this, I kind of took it as, like, do you suspect this could be something in a case where the dominant just says to the submissive, you handle the children, I'm going to go off and do my own thing. Like, do you think people have a dynamic like that? Maybe that's what came to my mind, you know, where, for instance, like in our relationship, if I said, I'm not doing anything with the kids today, you're responsible. I'm going to go get my nails done. I'm going to go play with someone, or I'm going to go whatever.
I'm going to go to camp.
Yeah. Ouch. That one hurt a little.
No. That's an example of you are going to deal with this. And I am going to go do that.
I mean, do you think there's some relationships where one of the parents, I mean, I know there is because I had one for a long time, but the parent has nothing to do really with the kid unless it's convenient for them and they just throw it all on their subby?
That's possible.
You know, I mean.
And I guess to your point, you were trying to bring up about, you know, the FLRs that are a little more. They're a little more like our brand of FLR isn't necessarily everybody's brand.
Right.
So I guess I speak from where we are. Mm-hmm. But I still think that there's elements in every relationship that should be there.
Oh.
So
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
You should have a solid vanilla or whatever you want to fucking
whatever
call it,
is.
Take the fucking sex out of it. You should right. always have a solid foundation before practicing or participating in any dynamic.
Right. So you bring that part up. Now I can look at this section of the blog a little bit different, but I guess for us, you know, maybe we're not as deep, like power of attorney, like, I mean, you could do that if you wanted to.
Everything's in my name. We really don't need
right.
to do that.
Right.
I mean, but I have control over everything anyway. You ask me
yeah.
before you spend money. And,
you know, there's, you know, couples who do that even, I guess, to a deeper level than we do it. Maybe. I guess, I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is that from our point of view, you don't necessarily have to switch between one thing or another.
Right.
Just be the strong, you know, couple, the partners, mm-hmm. you know, the united front.
Yep.
Be that strong example or role model for your kids.
Yeah. Like we're really just ourselves, and that's just how we are with each
right.
other. There really isn't a dom sub role. It's more, I mean, there is, but anyway.
Right.
We could talk about that all damn day.
Yep. Okay, moving on. Sorry.
Children have no place in a BDSM dynamic. You wouldn't dream of playing an impact play scene in front of your children, I hope. That is pretty obvious. It is not age appropriate for a start. Children don't understand the concept of consent yet. They wouldn't understand that daddy likes to be spanked by mommy or that mommy enjoys a good old flogging by daddy. For their mental and emotional well-being, for their sanity, and for their ability to form healthy relationships in the future, never expose children to BDSM play. Let's be clear. I think that's pretty much common sense,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Consent separates BDSM from abuse. Children cannot consent. Exposing children to BDSM is abusive. Exposing children to a BDSM dynamic is a little less obvious because the lines are blurry. Certainly if your BDSM relationship is part of your household, if mother and father are in a 24/7 dynamic.
I totally agree with that. I get that, you know. Again, from our point of view or us as an example or whatever, I think that your daughter understands a little bit more about us than my daughter. But they don't know like the adult details.
Yeah, I think,
you know.
Well, and my daughter heard me refer to him as my subby once and she's like, "What did you just say?" So, I mean, I just kind of said, okay, some relationships, they have a dominant and a submissive. So the dominant is the one in control and the submissive is submissive to the dominant, mm-hmm. meaning they do what they're told, things like that. And I said, it's a real in-depth conversation. That's just a glazed over definition. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more, we can talk about it more. And she's like, well, why do you call him your subby? And I said, because he does what I tell him to. And she's like, oh, that makes sense. And that was the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
That's healthy because you explained roles.
Yeah. And right? It was a very, again, vanilla or just a very basic.
Just a simple conversation.
And I think to go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, however, now she will not grow up like you grew up. She will grow up now knowing that there's reasons for one being in charge and one not so much.
Yep.
She'll be familiar with the words dominant and submissive. And she'll do her own exploring on that, I'm sure.
Yep.
You know, or maybe not, whatever, you know?
Well, and my biggest thing with both of our girls, all of our kids, boys or girls, I want them, you know, because I had a conversation with my daughter. I don't know. It was a while ago, and she was talking about being kind of a people pleaser in a sexual aspect. Mm-hmm. And if there's anything I want, especially our girls, to understand, if you are not into something that's happening or you're done doing whatever it is you're doing, stop. Mm-hmm. There is no reason. That's the benefit of, like, for instance, me slowly stepping into the dominant role. I did a lot of reading and research in the beginning of our relationship, and there are so many studies that show how much more confident dominant women are. And even if you don't do the 24-hour or 24/7 dynamic, just even if you were doing just bedroom play, that confidence carries out into your real life.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying I want my daughter to be a dominant. I mean, if she wants to be, perfect. If she wants to be a submissive, perfect. I don't care what she is. I love her anyway, but I want her to know that she doesn't have to do something she doesn't want to do because she feels like she has to for the other person involved in the scenario.
Right.
Like, I want her to be able to stand up for herself and not feel bad because the other person didn't get what they were looking
for. Correct.
And her being like that is a lot to do with me because that's how I was for a long, I mean, even now I'm still that way to a certain extent when I interact with other people. And sometimes even with my subby, I think I sometimes do that mm-hmm. because like, I feel bad that I'm at camp sometimes and he's at home with the kids just because one, the kid he's there for isn't even his. I mean, it's not biologically his. It's not his responsibility. It's his fucking dad's, to be honest, but it's just really, I just want her to be confident in her ability to say fucking no. God, that's so important for people to understand. It's okay to say no and don't feel guilty about the other person's feelings. I mean, be tactful and respectful. Don't be an asshole about it. But
it absolutely is. Now, sort of to the counterpoint of that, if she has discovered that she is submissive mm-hmm. and she and her play partner or whatever have negotiated terms to the point where some submissives like to be forced to do things. It's part of being submissive.
Yeah, if that's part of her dynamic that she wants,
right?
Fine, but she has to know her limits.
Right, as long as that is negotiated prior to, you know. Nobody is entitled to nobody is entitled to get anything from you that you don't want to give them.
Right. And I think we get that message. Like, my stepdaughter maybe isn't at the same place in her development when it comes to sex and relationships. They're just on different levels, yeah, and they are very different girls, but mm-hmm, both very smart and yep, know what they want.
Right.
But we have conversations all the time. Like, if you ever have questions about sex or anything, come to us,
right,
and we will give you honest, straight answers.
Yep.
And it's not, we're not the parents that are like, well, you shouldn't be having sex, you're not married. I mean, I would rather, yeah, have them have the right information and be safe, because listen, 9 times out of 10, kids aren't going to fucking do what you tell them anyway. I'd rather have them have accurate information so that when they do what they're going to do, they're informed.
Right. And once you've established that you are a safe person to come to for information, they will come to you continually. Like, if they know that they want to come to you with a question and you give them the real no bullshit answer,
mm-hmm,
they will come back to you for more of that real no bullshit answers because they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of off topic again there, but you know, it's parenting, and this is kind of about parenting.
And I guess. Jesus Christ, it does not come with a fucking manual.
Oh, and by the way, we are not telling you how to be a parent.
No,
we are telling you how we are parents. And if you glean something from that, great. If you think we're complete fucking idiots, that's great too.
Yeah.
Just a disclaimer.
Yep. From your children's perspective, I recommend always looking at the way you interact from your child's perspective. Children instinctively repeat what they see adults doing, their parents most of all. If a daughter sees her mother being bossed around by her father in a harsh voice all day, how does that set her up for life choices? If a son sees daddy fall on his knees when mommy comes home, what does that teach him about mutual respect and his relationship future? Again, children don't understand the concept of consent. They pick up on behavioral patterns way before they could even ask why things are the way they are. And children don't typically question their parents until teenage years. True story.
Mm-hmm.
What they see at home, that's how it's supposed to be. That's what they will most likely repeat in their relationships. So I, just looking at this, let's just say we look at it from our children's perspectives. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get down on his knees at my feet. I mean, he has and rubbed my feet and mm-hmm, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've done that for him.
Oh, for sure.
Which brings me back to that TikTok comment about how I'm teaching women to hate their man.
Yeah.
Like, listen, my subby is very well taken care of.
Extremely.
So.
I am spoiled. I'll say it.
I don't fucking feel bad about going to camp. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about
either.
You are
fucking spoiled. You can have a weekend.
If I'm the one good with it, I don't know why you're having a problem.
True story. Okay, so from our children's perspective, I mean, I think if anybody was to question our girls about what kind of relationship we have, I really think that they would say that we have good communication about the things that matter. Not so good communication sometimes with events that are going to be happening or coming up or things like that, because it's hectic. And I think that happens a lot in people's relationships.
Information in our house is fluid. You know, what is written in stone 1 minute,
mm-hmm,
a minute later is completely false.
Right.
You know, so sometimes when the one of us doesn't have all the information or all the right information, it's more likely just a thing where it's a time thing.
Yeah.
It's like a timing thing.
Yeah. A lot of times, like for a while there, his daughter wouldn't really talk to me a ton. And it was just a weird time. And we've worked through it. And mm-hmm, I mean, her and I are real close now, or we're close. But she would text him and ask him things, or she would text him and tell him where she was going. And then he would not, because he was at work, he would forget to text me and tell me, and I'd be like, hey, where's your kid going?
Yep.
Oh, shit, I'm so sorry, I forgot.
Yep.
Excuse me. So if you ask the girls, I think they would say that we have good communication for the most part.
I
mean, we communicate very well in the things that matter, and we're on the same page for a lot of the things that we do.
Right.
But our kids don't see him bowing down at my legs when I walk in the door. I mean,
no.
I really believe that they see a healthy relationship because but, especially since, you know, with my daughter saying, you know, I really want to find my Brian.
Right. They see me going out of my way for you.
Yeah.
At the same time, they see you going out of your way for me.
Yeah.
You know,
like so. I serve him dinner every night. Is that weird just in an
fucking
FLR?
Weird. Just fucking weird.
It's my mommy and me.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he works hard all day and, you know, he comes home, does his thing, and I serve him dinner. And sometimes he does the dishes. Sometimes my mom does the dishes. Sometimes mm-hmm. I do the dishes. Mm-hmm. It's just how we work. Anyway.
Yep. Ooh, we're at the end.
Are you guys glad? Make a conscious choice in your child's best interest. My husband and I have made the choice to keep the majority of our domicile relationship away from our children. We have established different levels of protocol for when they are present versus when we are alone. The subtle act of submission that they see, that they still see, are just very polite couple acting respectfully with each other, and we compensate accordingly when the kids are not there. As a submissive, I am proud of the fact that I could make the choice to submit. My parents raised me to be a self-determined and emancipated woman. I personally intend to raise my children in that same mindset. So basically, they said exactly what we said. Yeah, I think
that kind of summed it up.
Yeah. Yep. So I think overall, this episode is mainly just for, you know, if you are out there trying to live some sort of dynamic, figure out what works for you. And I mean, there are ways to practice this lifestyle of, well, any variety, really.
Absolutely.
Just, and
like I was saying, you don't have to have one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It is very possible to have both as long as you are subtle in how you interact around kids. I think it's totally attainable to do both.
Yeah, I agree. I think
just use your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be smart about it.
Yep. Common sense.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that wraps up this episode.
I think it does.
So next week, it will either be another sitting on the deck on a Sunday afternoon and listening to the passerbys and talking about the events of the weekend, or it will be an interview with my BDSM friend here from camp. I'm not sure which one. Both will occur at some point. I just don't know which order.
Oh, for sure.
52, for episode 52, it's a pretty big episode. We might just kind of take bits and pieces from last episodes too and make an episode out of it for anybody who's just starting up.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see what.
This is like on-air production meeting.
Yeah.
We could do like reflect on the year of the podcast.
We could.
Maybe that'll be a segment in that podcast where we reflect on the year. Like a year ago, we were just talking about this. And I think, in fact, about a year ago this weekend, we got the logo for the podcast.
Yeah. And now it's tattooed on my thumb.
And now it's tattooed. Well, the podcast logo is just the Christine's FLR podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
We added the key for the merch.
Right. So, I mean, we're a year into this.
It's so fucking crazy. You guys are amazing. Like, I really, when I started this and I've listened, I actually just the other day went back and listened for real the other day.
Yeah.
And listened to episode one. Gosh, just listening to it, I remember exactly how I feel. I was fucking terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You could totally tell I had written down everything I was going to say and I did not venture off of that. And now look at me. Here I am, just a rambling fool.
Chatty Cathy.
Crazy. It's been a pretty crazy year. It's hard to believe I've done this 51 times.
Yep. Well, technically it's 50 times because 37 was the lost episode.
Oh, shh. We don't talk
about that. But it's been a year.
Either way.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned next week to see what we decide. And if anybody wants to leave feedback, feel free.
That would be great. And you could even do that on Patreon if you wanted to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
To our lovely Patreon peeps.
You guys are the bomb.
Yep.
The bomb.
Yep.
Well, everyone have a fantastic week. If you are in areas where it is turning cold, enjoy these last few warm days. I'm not looking forward to the cold, but I sure do love fall, minus the wind. Anyway,
correct.
Have a fantastic week. Stay safe. Be good human beings. And we will chat soon. Mwah!
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please, if you enjoyed this episode, leave a rating and review on whatever podcast app that you listen on. I would really appreciate it. And please share a link to the podcast on your social media. I really believe that there may be things I talk about that somebody might just want to hear. I'd love to be able to connect with you. So the best place to do that is probably Twitter. You can look for at Christine Kellogg. Christine, KRYSTINE. Also, I can be reached at ChristineKellogg@gmail.com. If you would like to support this podcast and or explore my FLR coaching or keyholding services, please find me on Patreon at Christine Kellogg. My beloved army of patrons is slowly growing, and your kindness is very much appreciated. For custom audios, I'm on Fiverr at Christine Kellogg. I produce custom erotic voiceovers, POV, point of view, JOI, jack-off instructions, as well as erotic hypnosis, ASMR, audiobooks, and custom voicemail messages. Hit me up on Fiverr and mention that you heard me on the podcast, and I will give you a KFLR listener discount. For pics and videos of me and me torturing my subby's little dick, look me up on OnlyFans at Christine Kellogg. There's a growing amount of content as well as custom request options for my followers there. Let me know that you found me through my podcast, because that would be super cool. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Again, thank you so much. Be good human beings and stay safe. I can't wait till the next episode. Mwah!